I'm Teresa Davenport, Senior Research Associate with Mayer & Mayer. Today I'm talking with Isaac Grauke, Vice President of Customer Solutions at EMSI. The topic of our podcast today is the role of ONET in recruiting green companies, and Isaac has two case studies to share with us today. Isaac?
Thanks, Teresa. The first is a look at Quapaw, Oklahoma, and how they were able to attract a germanium solar cell manufacturer. And the second is Newton, Iowa, and how they were able to attract a wind turbine manufacturing company.
Okay. So, Isaac, what's your affiliation with these regions?
We're EMSI, which is Economic Modeling Specialists, Inc., and we develop tools that help people understand their economy and workforce through data, whether it's industries, occupations, as well as competencies, which is all driven by ONET.
Wow. So tell us about the first region and how they attracted a germanium solar cell manufacturer.
First, the scenario took place in the four-state wired region, and Quapaw, Oklahoma is within that wired region, and it's actually home to a Belgian high-tech company called Umicore that currently ran an optical division. Umicore was looking to expand kind of a different segment of its company, which focused on the germanium wafer production. And the wafer production, these are the primary semiconductor components of high-efficiency solar cells. And so they were looking for a site to have that plant. And their search narrowed down to three different cities, Albuquerque, Phoenix, and Quapaw. Well, Umicore, obviously one of their biggest concerns was about the availability of workers. But they were still interested in exploring Quapaw because of the low cost of doing business. So the issue really came down to the workforce, and Umicore asked for some very specific data on the availability of certain types of workers that they would need, and Quapaw was able to provide all of that information. Umicore didn't, you know, ask for any ONET data or anything about kind of a broader labor pool of transferable skills, but the folks in Quapaw decided to provide that anyway. And so what they did is kind of look at the specific occupations and the workers that Umicore was asking about, but they expanded it based on other occupations that also have transferable skills to the occupations that Umicore was interested in. And there are a couple of ways of doing this labor pool analysis, both driven by ONET. Using compatibility index, I mean, you can get these EMSI, we've developed one, Torque, the Workforce Associates has developed a similar one. And essentially what the compatibility index does is it allows you to identify compatible occupations with a specific target occupation. So occupations that have transferable skills based on the knowledge, skill, and ability scores from ONET. What they did for Umicore was they took the primary occupations that Umicore was interested in. They also did a search in their surrounding area around Quapaw and essentially asked the question, what are the top most compatible occupations with these target occupations that Umicore is interested in? And what the compatibility index does is it pulls on those knowledge, skill, and ability scores from ONET and essentially does a comparison and looks for skill gaps. And it also takes into account both the level scores and importance scores in order to find the most compatible occupations. For Quapaw, they actually found a fairly broad labor pool of compatible occupations with the target occupations that Umicore was interested in. There's another way to do this. You can actually go straight to ONET, and for example, if you were looking at an occupation like team assemblers and you knew that production and processing was an important knowledge component for that occupation, you can actually go straight to ONET, do a search for occupations that have high production and processing scores, so you can kind of find compatible occupations that way. So the case that Quapaw was able to build with this ONET data and looking at it from a different perspective, not only do we have the occupations that you're asking for, but we've got this broader labor pool of compatible occupations. Umicore actually ended up investing $51 million in Quapaw, creating 165 new jobs. So it was a really big deal, and they were able to compete against some of the really big cities because of this kind of analysis.
And it sounds like ONET kind of had a starring role in creating those 165 new jobs. That is fantastic. Well, tell
Absolutely.
Us about the second city and how they attracted a wind turbine manufacturing plant.
The second city that we're looking at is Newton, Iowa. This is a small town outside of Des Moines. Maytag was located there at a fairly major operation manufacturing appliances, and Maytag was bought out by Whirlpool, and it was announced that they were going to be closing the plant. One of the things that they were able to do was they kind of bound together with some other regional folks and they were able to compete successfully to get a regional innovation grant, which essentially allowed them to plan and look at dealing with the layoffs, but also looking at a new direction that they wanted to go at. We partnered with Mayer & Mayer to come in as a part of this planning process. We were kind of the data expert and provided some analysis to help them look at how they could be competitive going in some new directions. So the planning process included a lot of different components, like identifying what are some other growing sectors in the economy, identifying other declining sectors in addition to what's going on with Maytag, and then looking at how to transition one to the other. So transitioning the declining workforce to the growing workforce, and identifying knowledge, skill, and ability gaps that would be necessary for those transitions. And ONET is really the only data source that we've found to be able to do this kind of analysis. But there's a broader range of tools here that you want to pull from. You want to have your detailed industry and occupation, employment and earnings data, staffing patterns, which essentially allow you to see what occupations are employed within a given industry, and then ONET, which kind of ties it all together. The basic process of transitioning from the declining side of your economy to the growing side is, step one, to start out by identifying your declining industries. So that would have been Maytag, but they had some other manufacturing operations that were scaling down. Step two, identifying within those industries what are the occupations that are being affected by the layoffs. And you can do that using staffing patterns or just talking directly to employers. Once you have an idea of the occupations that are being laid off, you wanted to basically look at how to transition those declining workers into other occupations that are growing. ONET plays a major role in that because you've got to be able to do an assessment of what are the knowledge, skills, and abilities of your declining workforce, and then comparing that to the knowledge, skills, and abilities of your growing workforce and identifying the gaps in there and assessing, what kinds of retraining needs. And that's really what step four is all about. And then step five, once you transition them to the growing occupations, those growing occupations are going to fit into the economy in different places. Different industries are going to be hiring those workers, and it's important to be able to connect the occupations to industries. Because for Newton, their whole strategy is based around industry clusters, and so you have to know kind of what occupations fit into those various industry clusters. We actually did this kind of analysis for a bunch of different industries and scenarios, including and kind of focusing on alternative energy. And so we had been looking at transitions into energy, looking at what are the common knowledge, skills, and abilities required for energy. And simultaneously, officials were talking with two different companies that had expressed interest in the area that were involved in wind turbine manufacturing. There were a combination of factors that made these companies interested in Newton and a number of factors that kind of allowed Newton to court these companies and get them to locate there. The companies, they were interested in the available manufacturing space, and they just knew that there was this large manufacturing workforce that was being laid off and was available. The planning process certainly helped get stakeholders looking at Maytag as kind of an opportunity. Instead of this an event that was going to handicap the region, it was an opportunity to recruit new companies, and so they were already thinking in that direction. But then ONET kind of tied it all together because it helped them to understand that they're going to be able to use their existing workforce, their existing knowledge, skills, and abilities to recruit these other companies. They'd already been looking at transitions into alternative energy, and so it gave them this confidence going in, talking to these wind turbine manufacturers, to be able to kind of tout the current strengths of their workforce, their current knowledge, skills, and abilities. In the end, that really helped convince these companies that that they would be able to supply their workforce and get them to locate there.
Wow, Isaac, you have provided us with some powerful information about how ONET is helping regions go green with reemployment. Thanks so much for sharing with us today. And by the way, you can get more information about ONET at online.onetcenter.org.